Senior Airman Nicole Molignano on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Adversary Aircraft Training and Micro-Reactor Milestone. The 510th Fighter Squadron takes part in an Adversary Aircraft Training Exercise, or AD-AIR, to better prepare for advanced defensive counter-air attacks. By incorporating adversary and red air components, this exercise attempts to improve air-to-air combat training capabilities.
Live training is essential for preparing pilots and aircraft, as well as cultivating skills in maintenance and logistics. This holds true even in the most challenging scenarios, such as adversary attack simulations, which constitute a pivotal component of authentic training experiences. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, emphasizes how critical it is to conduct AD-AIR training in overseas locations like Aviano Air Base.
Adversary air has been something that units back in the United States with Air Combat Command have been accustomed to, and getting them into overseas locations, whether it be in PACAF or in USAFE, this is growing, and it's very, very helpful for the units over here, not just us, but the other units overseas.
Clark also says that this realistic training helps pilots develop and refine their skills, making them more proficient in their roles. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
Micro-Reactor Milestone. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Saomi Sabornin. A pilot program for advanced nuclear energy technology is planning construction for a new micro-reactor facility at Allison Air Force Base, Alaska. The Department of the Air Force and Defense Logistics Agency Energy intends to award the contract for the facility to Oklo Incorporated. The company will be responsible for design, construction, and operating the facility licensed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Microreactors are small nuclear reactors that can produce carbon-free energy and are equipped with built-in safety features to prevent overheating in changing conditions and demands. Dr. Ravi Chaudhry, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Energy, Installations, and Environment, says seizing the initiative on this critical technology now will lay the foundation for American competitiveness in energy for years to come. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano.